はい、それでは、今日は、創世記の6章ノアと箱舟から学ぶと題して上位ご家族の紹介からさせていただきます。
おはようございます。
おはようございます。
週間が結構忙しくて、今日もまた東北に行って、また愛妻会の準備、男性が中心に、その準備をすることで、昨日も遅くまで、野菜を切って、ソーセージを切って、すごく、頑張りました。昨日もマックに行って、空手、自分が空手をやってるか、相撲をやってるか、ちょっと分からない。ちょっと待って。こうなって、空手か、相撲か、ちょっと分からない。かわいい。でも、すごく楽しかった。で、やっと、説教の準備ができて、そのうち。まあ、この絵みたいに僕がその象みたいにノアがもう頑張って箱舟に入れようとしている、まあ、それは今の体が昨日の体ってからこういう感じですよ。とても楽しかった。だから来月もぜひみんなご参加ください。本当にもうそういうようなことを苦手るけど、めっちゃ楽しかった。めっちゃ楽しかった。だから僕もすごいバカに見えるけど、そんな感じだったらぜひぜひ一緒に参加しましょう。So I want to welcome all of you here this morning. To be honest with you, it's been a busy week. In the midst of preparing for this message, there was a lot going on. And there's just even a lot going on today. Preparing to leave to go to Tohoku for about 10 days this time. And then, we have the potluck. And, the men are in charge of the cooking and the setting up for that. So last night I was up late chopping vegetables and sausages for cooking this morning. And then yesterday we had the MAC, the Mito Martial Arts Club, and I was stunning in it. I didn't know if I looked like I was doing karate or if I looked like sumo. You can see my little demonstration out there. But when we got down that position, I'm like, I don't know if I can get back up. So today, my body is feeling like that elephant that Noah is trying to push into the ark. But it was a lot of fun, and I do recommend, if you didn't have a chance to go yesterday, that next month you join us. It is a lot of fun. I really don't feel confident, and I really hate exercising in front of other people. But I had a lot of fun. It's the first time in my life that I really was able to laugh and enjoy exercise. So I encourage you to join me. And if you're worried about looking stupid, don't worry, I will look more stupid than you. But we can look stupid together and laugh and have a good time and exercise.
Yeah.
So this morning we're going to be talking about Noah. And the story of Noah actually spans through Genesis, from Genesis 5 through Genesis 9. We're not going to read the whole story, but we are going to read a portion of the story today. This is actually a pretty famous story. A lot of people know this story, even if they don't really know anything about the Bible. And as we shared with you earlier, we're going to start a series on Genesis. And I know that Genesis doesn't start with Noah's story, but today I'm going to start with Noah's story. On Monday, we took Kaylin to Daigo. We wanted to show her some of the beautiful Japanese nature, and we wanted to show her a little bit of what traditional Japan and Japanese farmland and Japanese countryside looks like. So we took her to Daigo. And Takumi went with us, and he told me that he couldn't come today. And so I told him, oh, you're just trying to run away because I'm preaching and you don't want to listen to me. And he said, well, what are you preaching about? And I said, Noah. And he said, oh, very famous story. I like that story. So I told him, well, I'll preach to you later. But so today our story is going to be focused on Noah. 今日の説教は、創世記5章から9章の間のノアと箱舟の話をします。 これは結構有名な、物語で、まあ、聖書はあんまり知らない人でもこういうノアと箱舟の話は聞いたことある気がする人が多いかもしれない。この間の月曜日に、ケイデンさんを大悟に連れていた日本の伝統的な、まあ、田舎の方とか山とかその大自然なところを連れて行きたかったからサーシャと僕とあとタクミ君も連れてで4人で大悟に来てちょっと遊びに行きました。で大悟にいた間タクミがあの今度の日曜日に、残念ながら礼拝に参加できないということ で僕がいや僕は、説教するからあの教会から逃げてるよってその冗談をして彼が笑って違うよあのその説教の内容は何ですかと言ってノアと箱舟の話をして彼がそれは結構有名な話だよねと言ってそうだよだから聞いてほしかったよ。まあ今日はそのノアの話をして、その創世記5章から9章の間、今日は全部読まないんだけど、まあ、中心にあの6章に、はい、集中します。このスライドを見ると、さっき言ったように、世界中でその聖書のことはあまり知らなくてもノアと箱舟の話がしている人が多いです。一番左の上の方だとそれはあの中国からその話をして次はあのイギリスその隣はイスラエルその下はアフリカのどちらの国でこの一番あの左の下の部分はフランス、まあ、あの子供のためだけど、全部がフランス語で書いてあるだから、まあ、世界中でもこの、話が好きな人が多くてあの知ってる人が多いです。僕も子供の頃は結構こういう話が好きだった、水が苦手だけどその動物が好きですからあ自分もその箱舟に入りたいなと思いました。 So if you look at this picture, this tells the story of Noah in many different cultures. Up at the top is a Chinese artist telling of the story of Noah. The one beside it is stained glass window in a church in England. The one beside that is a Hebrew artist who wrote it for, or drew it for the people of Israel. You go down to the bottom one here, on this side, this is an African artist who drew this story. And then on the far left bottom corner, a French artist did it. He drew it for children. All of the animal names are in French. So you can tell that the story is told over and over again in many different cultures and many different languages. It's a well-loved story. And as a child, this was one of my favorite Bible stories. I'm afraid of the water. It took me 3 different swimming schools to learn how to swim. So I didn't really love the boat part of it. But I loved the idea of all the animals on the boat. And I wanted to go on the boat with all of them, maybe because I'm an animal. Okay, but this is one other thing I wanted to share. I did lots of research, okay, and I cut it down to a few short things. But I thought that this was interesting. There's research that the Chinese characters, somehow when they were developing the Chinese characters, a lot of them reflect some of the Old Testament stories. That there is some kind of origin or some kind of connection there. That when they were developing the kanji, whoever the Chinese people were who developed the kanji had some idea of the Old Testament stories. And if you look at this example, the far left side is boat. And if you look on the other side, it's ship. It's a large boat. Okay, so it has the boat in it, but then beside it, the top one is the number 8, and then below that is mouths. So 8 mouths on the boat. Noah, his wife, his 3 sons, and their 3 wives. 8 people eight people on the boat. I don't know if that's completely accurate, but I think it's interesting, and I think it's interesting for especially in Asia, for Chinese and for Japanese, since we use the kanji here, to point that out as something for us to consider. このノアと箱舟の話をするときにその準備を結構いろんなことを研究したんだけど、あとまた淳さんといろんな話もできた。で今日は全部を分かち合える時間がないんだけど、これが結構面白かったと思う。船、まあ両方とも船に読んでるんだけど、その小さな船と大きい船、その大きい船は船足す8と9、はい、ノアの奥さん、息子3人で、息子の奥さん3人は8人の口、8人がその船に乗ることで、結構面白いなと思います。漢字ではいろんな人がそれを研究して、どこかでその漢字を始まった時に旧約聖書の話がしてた人がいたんじゃないかというその研究があって、だからもしかしたらその中国の人たちが漢字をやった時にこのノアと箱舟の話も知ったかもしれない。創世記、聖書を開いて、それとも iPhone に調べて、創世記6章9節から22節一緒に読みます。アシスさんが日本語で読んで、それから僕が英語で読みます。 So open up your Bibles or flip in your iPhone to Genesis 6:9-22. We're going to read that in Japanese and then in English.
はい、創世記6章の9節から。これはノアの物語である。その世代の中でノアは神に従う無垢な人であった。ノアは神と共に歩んだ。ノアには3人の息子、セムハム、ヤフェトが生まれた。この地は神の前に堕落し、不法に満ちていた。神は地をご覧になった。見よ、それは堕落し、すべて肉なる者はこの地で堕落の道を歩んでいた。神はノアに言われた。すべて肉なる者を終わらせる時が私の前に来ている。彼らの上に不法が地に満ちている。見よ、私は地もろとも彼らを滅ぼす。あなたはゴフェルの木の箱舟を作りなさい。箱舟には小部屋をいくつも作り、内側にも外側にもタールを塗りなさい。次のようにしてそれを作りなさい。箱舟の長さを300アンマ、幅を50アンマ、高さを30アンマにし、箱舟に明かり取りを作り、上から1アンマにしてそれを仕上げなさい。箱舟の側面には戸口を作りなさい。また1階と2階と3階を作りなさい。見よ、私は地上に洪水をもたらし、命の霊を持つすべて肉なるものを天の下から滅ぼす。地上のすべてのものは生き絶える。私はあなたと契約を立てる。あなたは祭司や嫁たちと共に箱舟に入りなさい。またすべて命あるもの、すべて肉なるものから2つずつ箱舟に連れて入り、あなたと共に生き延びるようにしなさい。それらはオスとメスでなければならない。それぞれの鳥、それぞれの家畜、それぞれの血を這うものが2つずつあなたのところへ来て生き延びるようにしなさい。さらに食べられるものはすべてあなたのところに集め、あなたと彼らの食料としなさい。ノアはすべて神が命じられた通りに果たした。
This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Noah had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupted the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high.
Make a roof for it and finish the ark to within 18 inches of the top. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has breath of life in it, everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you. And you will enter the ark, you and your sons, and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you, two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Noah, ものすごく深い話ではない、分かりづらい話ではないです。どっちかというと、もしかしたら私たちがもうある人はもうこういうことはもう当たり前としてしてるかもしれない。でももう一回繰り返して聞いて思い出す必要かもしれない。ある人はこれは初めて聞くかもしれない。でもどっちでも私たちがここから離れたら、神様は私たちがどういうような人、または教会で何を望んでいるかをもう一回一緒に考えて書いていきましょうと思います。この年度、この新しい年度が始まった時に、私たちが、いろんな教会の目的があって、日本語の、主語に書いてないかもしれないけど、その、種類に出してそれを発表しました。英語にはまだ書いてあるんだけど、例えばそのクリスチャンの家族を、築く、それをもっと強くなる、またその次世代のリーダーシップを、育てていきたいとか、そういうようなことを目指していて、で創世記を通してそういうことを目指している。だから今日の話もそれとつながって、一緒に考えたいと思います。 So today I'm not going to give you some really deep theological insights. If that's what you were looking for, you're going to be disappointed. That's not what today's message is. Today, for most of you, you've already heard this story, and for most of you, you may have even thought of some of these things. But for me, there were a couple of things that I saw new in the story that links with some of our visions for this year, for some of our goals. And so, whether it's a reminder or whether it's something new for you, I want you just to walk away with something tangible that you can think about this week and think about as we are growing together as a family, as we are trying to accomplish those goals this year. How does Noah's story help us to do that? まず、ノアから学ぶことがあります。その第一ポイントは、ノアは無垢な正しい人であって、神に従い共に歩んでいた。6章の9節にそういうことが書いてあります。 First from verse 9 of chapter 6, it says that Noah was righteous, that he was blameless among the people, and that he walked with God.
何を学べるかとは、私たちが神様に選ばれた、神様が私が神様を選ぶ前に、神様が私たちを選ぶ、私たちが選ばれていること、または私たちの人格と行動がすごく大事なことです。それによって神様が私たちを彼の御心を行うために選ばれるんです。だから神様との関係、また他の人との関係が両方とも大事です。この9節には書いてあります。神様と共に歩んでいた、でもその周りの人と彼は無垢な正 しい行いの人でした。
The very first thing that we can learn from chapter 6 verse 9is that God chooses us. Before, we always think of how we choose God, how we have the decision to choose God, but that actually God does choose us. We can see that in verse 9. And that who we are and how we are is important. When I was growing up, I think the emphasis for me was on what I do, what I need to do, what I need to believe, what I need to do in order to be saved, as opposed to who I am. And God at work in who I am. I think what I do flows from who I am. And if you look at Noah, God chose Noah because Noah had a relationship with God. He walked with God and he was righteous. But also, Noah had a good relationship with the other people around him. It says that he was blameless amongst the people that he was with. But do is also important. I don't want to de-emphasize that. But God looks at who we are and what we do. He looks at our relationship with Him and our relationship with others when He chooses us to be a part of His will, to be a part of His work.
理解しが高い場所にノアは箱舟を作った。アダムは船を海の隣に作る。それは水に入ってその水の中に使うもの。だから、砂漠ところ、砂漠のところとか水がないところにその船を立ててそのまま置いておくのは、考えられない。意味がない。でも神様がノアに今ここで船を建ててください、作ってください。では22節に書いてあります。 So the second point is that Noah built the ark in an unusual place at an unusual time. I'll admit that if I was Noah, I might have a hard time trying to imagine building a boat when I'm very far away from the water, and I don't think that I'm going to go to the water anytime soon. You know, they didn't have like, you know, big trucks to like ship the boat somewhere else. You know, so why do you want me to build this massive boat in the middle of nowhere where there's no water, where it can't be used? But I think we can learn that, like Noah, we just need to be obedient. Sometimes God will ask us to do things that are part of His will we don't understand. We don't understand the timing of it. We don't understand why He wants us to go somewhere or why He wants us to do something. But it says in Noah's story four different times that Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Exactly the way that God commanded, that's what Noah did. And I think we can learn from that, that sometimes even when we don't understand, we just have to be obedient and trust that even if we don't know, that God knows what He's doing. 何を学べるかのは、従順に神様に従うことはすごく大事なことです。私たちが見る範囲で、私たちの経験で分かりづらいことは多くあると思います。私の友達が、彼の家族、彼の実家はここから結構遠いところで、水戸に来ることはあんまり、水戸はいいところですよ。でもなぜ水戸に来て仕事を見つけて、で家族から離れてここで仕事するのはちょっと考えられないこと。東京だったら日本人の皆さんは、ああ、そうですね、東京ですね。でも、水戸は、そんなに、ごめんね。でも、もしそれは神様の御心だったら、私たちが分からなくても、その理由が分からなくても、なぜこのタイミング、なぜこの場所、 でもそれは神様の御心だったら、私たちはただ従うことが必要です。で、神様が、私たちが見えなくても、神様が見える目的はあると強く信じています。このノアはすべて神が命じられた通りにし、そのように行った。このことが繰り返して4回ここに書いてあります。その第3ポイント。ノア、大洪水が引いた後、ノアは神を礼拝した。それは8章の15節から20節。神様がもうあの水が全部なくなって、もう箱舟から出てくださいと言って、でノアが最初に一番初めてやったことは、じゃあその新しい食べ物を集まりましょう、家を建てましょうじゃなく、一番最初にやったことは祭壇を作って神様にその礼拝を捧げました。I think it's interesting that the third point for us to learn from Noah is that when everything was over, when all the flood was done, the first thing that Noah did was he offered a sacrifice to God. When God said, it's safe, you can leave the ark, it's time for you to go back out, Noah didn't go, okay, people, we gotta get us some food, and we gotta build us a house so we have a place to stay. You know, I'm tired of the ark. You know, it's time for us to do all these things to get ready to live again. That's not what he did. The first thing that he did was he built an altar, and he offered a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. That was the very first thing that he did. I think that what we can learn from that is that it's really important for us to testify to who God is and what he's done, and to be thankful, to have a heart that cultivates thankfulness to God. We'll recognize that God saves, that God provides, and that God promises. That he experienced those things in his own life by being on the ark. And then he gave thanks to God for all of those things. And I think that that's the kind of relationship that we need to cultivate. That's the kind of heart that God is calling to us. だから、初めて箱舟から出て神様を礼拝したことは何が学べるかというと、ノアは救いの神、与える神、約束を守る神を知り、それから神様に感謝を捧げました。絶対に箱舟に入るのは疲れてた。絶対に臭い動物から離れたかった。絶対に自分の家を持ちたい、違うものを食べたい。でも最初に彼が祭壇を立てて、神様が彼と彼の家族のためにやってくださったことを覚えて、感謝を持って神様に礼拝を捧げました。そういうような心、そういうような私たちの心が神様が持つほしいと信じています。でもノアだけから学ぶだけじゃなくて、箱舟から三つのことが学べることができます。 So it's not just from Noah that we can learn, but there's also three things from the ark that we can learn. 最初に、動物は部屋で箱舟に乗った。また、ノアと家族全員はみんな箱舟に乗った。それは、6章の18節から20節に書いてある。The first thing that we can learn from the ark, about the ark, is that the animals came in pairs onto the ark. If you realize, Noah didn't go out looking for the animals,
the animals came to him. Look at that part back at the end of chapter 6. It said, the animals will come to you, and they will come in pairs. Not coincidence, people. They came in pairs. And it wasn't just Noah. It was like, Noah, save yourself! It was Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives. They all came and they all got on the ark together. So we come as families and we create families. That's what we learn from the ark. And that's one of our goals, is to support healthy, whole families built on God, where everyone has faith. I think that's something that we can learn from the ark, is that God is creating us for families, and God desires whole families, whole generations to come together in faith before Him. That's one of my prayers for Japan. So, 学ぶポイントが、家族で集う、家族を築く、神様を土台とした健全な家族を築く、家族全員が信仰を持つ。それは、僕が日本のためにこういうことを祈っています。まあ、一つの私たちが目指していること。で、この話から私たちが勉強できると思っています。神様が動物を部屋でノアに送ったわけ。ノアがみんなその動物を集まったわけではない。ペアで動物がノアに来た。これを見るとそれが書いてある。というのは神様がオスとメスをノアに送ったわけ。また神様がノア、早く船に乗れと言わなかった。あなたとあなたの妻、あなたの息子3人と息子の奥さん3人、みんな船に、箱舟に乗りなさい。たちも私だけじゃなくて私の家族全員、これから新しい家族を築くときにはみんな同じく箱舟に入る、信仰に入ることを望んでいます、目指しています。第2ポイントが、すべての動物が箱舟に入った。それは6章にも7章にも書いてある。 So the second point is that every kind of animal was there. Every kind of bird, every kind of blah blah blah, this that and all the things that are listed there. Okay, they're all there in chapter 6 and chapter 7. It means that the boat is for everyone. There's diversity on the boat. There's big animals, there's small animals. There's strong animals, there's weak animals. There's furry animals, there's smooth animals, there's slimy animals, there's smelly animals. Woo! Have you ever been to a zoo? Some of them are smelly. The pigs were smelly, okay? Sweet, loud, quiet. On our ark, we have all these people too. Some of us are big. Some of us are small. Some of us are strong. Some of us are weak. Some of us are smelly. Some of us are furry. Some of us are loud. We wish they weren't. And some of them are quiet. We wish they would talk a little bit more. But the ark is for everybody, and there's diversity. And that diversity is beautiful. God has made it that way. 箱舟に、その箱舟はみんなのために。大きい動物、小さい動物、強い、弱い、毛が多く、つるつる、ぬるぬる、臭い。くさい、かわいい、うるせえ、静かい、全部の動物、全部の人がそこに入った。
私たちの箱舟という教会はどうでしょう。いい人もいるでしょう。あゆみちゃん、小さい人もいるよ。臭い人もいるよ。毛が多く人もいるよ。うるさい人もいる。静かな人もいる。もうこの箱舟はみんなのために、でその多様性によってとても美しいことが出てくると信じています。よくガクとヒロ君と僕がハレルヤコンサートでその歌を歌った、弱い人なら人なら、みんなみんなありがとう、yeah! この選挙を準備した時にあの歌がもうずっとぐるぐる回っていた、まあ、賛美歌じゃないけど、そのアイディアがこれに入ってあると思います。で第3ポイントが、結局動物もノアと家族が箱根に乗った。 They got on the boat. They actually got on the boat. The animals got on the boat. Noah and his family got on the boat. So let's learn from them. Let's get on the boat. This is our opportunity. Let's take God's invitation for us to come together, to grow together, to struggle together, to celebrate together, and to serve together. If you notice, there were lots of different animals, but there was one boat. It wasn't Noah had his boat, another son had his boat, another son had his boat, and the last son had his boat. All of the family got on the boat together. All of the different kinds of animals came together, and they got on the one boat. I'm looking at the zoo, and I'm saying, let's all get on the same boat. Let's get on the boat, let's ride it together, and let's see where God takes us in our journey. Another point is that みんなが一緒に乗っていて、だから私たちも一緒に箱舟に乗りましょう。神様の招待で一緒に成長し、一緒にその悩みを分かち合って、一緒に笑って祝って泣いて祈って賛美をして、一緒に奉仕をしましょう。この話ではノアが自分の船を持って、で息子3人ずつが自分の船を持って、でそれから動物を、じゃあこの動物はノアの船に入ってください、でこの動物は長男の船に乗ってくださいじゃなく、ノアと家族、その動物みんなが同じ船に入ってた。だから私たちも同じくみんな船に乗りましょう。乗りましょう。Let's pray. まあ、今日のノアから、また箱舟からあなた様に関する私たちに望んでいることがたくさん学ぶことがあると思います。言ったことは、足りないところがたくさんあると思いますが、どうか一つのことでも、一つのポイントでも私たちが成長できるところを見つけて、よくまた教会を祝福することができるようにか、私たちを導いて成長して使いください。この箱舟に感謝しています。私たち一人一人にこの恵みを与えてください。 I thank you for the story of Noah. I thank you for the things that we can learn about you, about your heart, about what you desire from us.Through the story of Noah and through the story of the ark. God, I know that my ability is weak, and I know that not really much that I can do to teach other people. I pray that we would have hearts
to even find one thing that we can take away, that we can learn from Noah, from the ark. Something that will be a blessing to our families, a blessing to this church family. That will help us to take on your heart and to walk faithfully with you and with each other.